from Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Edith sets two coffee cups on the stove.
Here I am.
Good morning,
Edith. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to the breakfast.
He sits down.
What you like?
Well, I got a guy coming over to see me in a couple of minutes, so make it something fast, serious.
Oh, all right. What kind do you want?
I don't know, Edith. Just surprise me.
Oh, all right. I'll give you Cheerios.
Why?
Or would you rather have Jolly Jacks? They're sweeter.
Good.
Or Captain Crunch is crunchier.
Well, Edith.
Well, which do you want?
You said you was going to surprise me.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you Cocoa Puffs.
What a surprise.
Who is this man you're expecting over?
Well, he's a guy that McNabb introduced me to over at Kelsey. See, he's going to go over to McNabb's house and give him a free heating inspection over there. And so he was talking to me, took a liking to me, said he'd come over and do the same thing for us. See?
Oh.
He's going to show us how to save money on fuel for free.
Ain't that nice? What's he selling?
Listening to me, I said it's for free. He ain't selling nothing.
Oh. How can he make a living by selling nothing?
Fine.
Oh, hi, Louise.
Good morning. Edith, can I borrow your waffle iron? Ours is broken.
Oh, sure.
Well, ours ain't much better there, Louise. The waffles come out looking like half-souls.
No, they don't, Archie. Here you are.
Thanks, Edith.
How's George's cold?
Oh, he hasn't got a cold. He's got a severe case of hypochondria.
Oh, geez, Louise, I hope he don't come spreading that around here.
You're safe, Archie. I don't think George will give you anything. Thanks again, Louise.
Well, Louise, I hope you ain't gonna cook nothing funny in that waffle iron.
No, just the usual. Ribs, chicken, and pig's feet.
You know, I ain't so sure she's kidding there. Why did you have to lend her that thing?
Archie, Louise is my friend.
Oh, Edith, when are you going to wise up in this dog-eat-dog world? The friends you got, you can count on one hand, leaving out the thumb and the pinky.
Oh, no, Archie, I got lots of friends, wonderful friends. What would the world be without friends? That reminds me of a poem I used to know in high school.
Oh, geez, a poem.
Let me live in a house by the side of the road where I can be a friend to men.
Yeah, I heard about them kind of houses in the army.
Was the people in them friendly?
You never wanted to leave.
And there's the doorbell.
Yeah, let's go. That's that guy I was telling you about to give us the free heating inspection.
But, Archie, it's always so nice and warm in here. Why do we need a heating inspection?
Edith, the man is going to show us how to save money for free, will you? Jeez.
Good morning, Mr. Bunker.
Good morning, Mr. Scanlon. Come right in. Say hello to the wife, Edith. Edith, say hello to Mr. Scanlon.
A pleasure, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, thank you.
He's going to be a big help to us.
Yes, help is what the Home Energy Conservation Program is all about, Mr.
Hey, you
Bunker.
Hear that? It's a program, Edith. It's kind of official, right, Mr. Scanlon?
Well, you've read what the president said about saving fuel.
Oh, don't I know it. Their Mayor Rabs has got the whole nation over one of their barrels.
Very perceptive, Mr. Bunker. That's exactly where those Arabs have got us. Over about. Now, how many rooms do we have here?
Here we got 6 rooms, Mr. Scanlon, including the service. And, talking about toilets, Mr. Scanlon, and you being in the government kind of like an engineer, I'd like to tell you about an idea of mine.
Well, we're always interested in new ideas, Mr. Bunker. What is it?
An electric toilet seat.
Scanlon smiles awkwardly.
Yeah, I got the idea one freezing morning after the wife let the bathroom window open all night. It works like your electric toaster, only it don't pop you off the seat.
Scanlon furrows his brow.
That's a very interesting idea, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, I'm thinking about calling it the Bunker Bun Warmer.
Well, I'll certainly suggest that to the Department of the Interior. Yes, well, now, how many rooms you say? 6.
Yeah,
is
we
that
got
it?
6 rooms here, Mr. Scanlon. Yeah.
Well, right now, that would be about, 34,000 cubic feet with a heating capacity of, that would come to about 125,000 BTUs.
125,000 of them, huh?
What's a BTU, Archie?
Oh, well, either the BTU in the heating profession, it's one of them things that, Mr. Scanlon...
No, a BTU, Mrs. Bunker, means British Thermal Units.
Yeah. I think we traded some destroyers for them. What do you got there, Mr. Scanlon?
Well, this meter is a specially designed instrument which measures the amount of heat that's being contained in your home.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, look at that, Edith.
Well, everything seems to be all right here. Why don't we just walk over towards that wall and see what happens?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, hey, Edith, look at that. You see that little needle jumping into the red there?
By golly, you're right, Mr. Bunker.
Is that bad?
Anything red is bad.
In this case, it is bad, Mr. Bunker, because it's warning us about a heat loss. Probably due to improper insulation. May I check your furnace?
Oh, the furnace? Yeah, sure, Mr. Scanlon. Come with me. Right this way. You just go through this door here and right down them cellar steps. Look out for the third step.
Why?
It ain't there.
Well, thank you.
As Scanlon descends into the cellar, Edith stands with her arms extended, waving her hands.
Oh, geez, look at this.
Edith's hands follow the same path as Scanlon's meter.
What the hell are you doing? You mind telling me?
I'm measuring the heat. Well, it's just as warm over here as it is over there. I don't feel no heat missing.
Will you stop that fingers there? Since when are you a heat meter, huh?
Folks, I've got some bad news for you.
What?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to red tag your furnace.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Mr. Scanlon. The red tag? What is that?
Well, it's a warning to keep out of your basement. You have a very dangerous situation down there, Mr. Bunker. You have such a great heat loss that it's forcing your furnace to overwork. Now, may I use your telephone?
Oh, sure, Mr. Scanlon. It's right over there. But who are you going to call up?
Well, I have to notify the Bureau of Furnace Control. See, they'll shut off your heat until you get a larger furnace.
Wait,
shut off our heat. It's wintertime.
Well, I have to go by the book, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Mr. Scanlon. No, don't call. Gee, I need calling up them bureaus, see? And I can't get a larger furnace. I can't afford it. It cost me about $2,000. Is there anything else I could do?
Well, there is another solution.
Yeah, what?
Well, insulate your house with aluminum siding.
How much would that cost?
$2,000.
Oh, my.
It never rains, but it pours,
oh,
does it?
Geez.
Well, how are we going to get our heat?
How the hell do I know? Set the house on fire.
Don't you think you better go down and check the furnace yourself?
I can't pass that red tag. It's against the law. Mr. Scanlon, listen, if you could figure out something for us to do, you know that toilet seat idea of mine? That's yours for nothing.
There may be another way.
Yeah? What's this?
Oh, now, this is a map of your area of Queens. Now, if Mr. McNabb does not accept our free offer...
Wait a minute. You made McNabb a free offer or something?
Well, I also happen to represent, you see, the Homeowners Aluminum Siding Corporation. And we could use a model home in this area. You see, if a homeowner allows us to use his home as a showplace, we give him the aluminum for nothing.
Well, you give him the aluminum for nothing? Hey, I want that deal.
Hold on now, just a minute, Mr. Bunker. I think it's only fair that I make this offer to Mr. McNabb first.
No, wait a minute. You made that offer to me first, just now.
And you did accept, didn't you?
Hey, but then I certainly did. Edith is there as my witness.
Well, yeah, but I...
Oh, you drive a hard bargain, Mr. Bunker. All right. The deal is yours.
Great.
They shake hands.
But now I have to warn you, this being a model home, you'll have to allow potential buyers to come here in order to see for themselves what a great job aluminum does.
Yeah, well, that's all right. This seems fair enough, eh?
I have a short-term contract
here, which explains the whole deal, but I want you to read it over very, very carefully before you sign.
Oh, I always read contracts there, Mr. Scanlon. The print in here is pretty small.
Scanlon offers reading glasses.
Oh, thank you very much. Let me see it. Homeowners Aluminum Company agrees to furnish absolutely free all fitting signs. Stop blowing in my ear. I hear myself read this thing.
Uh-oh. It's supposed to be free. It says here, upon receipt of the aluminum sidings, the client agrees to pay for shipping and installation.
Oh, no, that's just for your own protection. That way you don't pay a gift tax on the free aluminum.
No gift tax. See how good you come out?
But how much?
Oh, and another thing. I forgot to tell you. If you can interest any of your friends in our aluminum siding, I will give you 10% on any leads you bring in.
10%? Jeez, that's terrific.
You'd like $200, wouldn't you?
Oh, does a rabbit like another rabbit? Yes, I want that deal right now.
But Archie...
Stifle yourself. Here we are. Hey.
Archie signs.
Bunker. There.
Very good. Now, and here's your copy of the contract.
Oh, that's swell, Mr. Scanlon. When can we expect you meant to start working?
Well, I'll have the truck here this afternoon.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Mr. Scanlon.
Mr. Scanlon, what about our furnace and all them BTUs? Is it going to blow up?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thought there. I mean, you know, there ain't no sense of putting no aluminum around a house that ain't going to be here.
All you have to do is turn the thermostat down until we get the aluminum siding up.
Good thinking, Mr. Scanlon.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to just love aluminum.
Archie, are you sure we can afford this?
Edith, what is to afford? We ain't buying nothing.
Well, why do I feel like we've been sold something?
Of course, you never believe nothing, Edith. You're one of them septics.
Okay.
I will never understand why some people are always looking a gift horse in the eye.
Hi, Archie. I just had to come over when I saw that guy Scanlon leaving your house.
I want to talk to you about
that. Was he at your place, too?
Yeah, how about that character? Using a photographer's light meter to measure heat.
Wait a minute. Using a what?
A light meter. Oh, if you didn't see that, then you missed the best part of his act.
Oh, I don't think we missed nothing.
Get this. This con artist with a light meter in his hand walks toward my window. And of course, the light makes the needle jump into the red zone. So then he tries to tell me that that's because of a loss of heat.
Archie watches Irene through narrowed eyes.
Can you imagine anyone in their right mind falling for a dumb gag?
Archie grins at Irene. Edith watches Archie's grin turn into a grimace.
Well, he said we can have it for nothing if we let people come in here and feel our BTUs.
Edith sits in the living room.
Archie, believe me, you've been had.
Don't keep saying that, will you, Irene? Because I ain't been had.
Maybe then we've been took.
Archie, you need aluminum like a moose needs a shower cap.
Maybe we ought to call a lawyer.
That's a good idea. Hey, listen, I can get Frank's nephew, Tony, to look over your contract, and it won't cost you a cent.
Listen, Irene, I don't want Frank's nephew, Tony. I don't want no lawyers at all. I just want the two of yous to leave me alone.
Archie goes to the kitchen, and they follow.
Irene's just trying to help.
Listen, Irene, when I need help, I'll write to Dear Abe. I'm telling you, Stu, for the last time, I made a deal, and it was a good deal.
You and the Indian who sold New York for 24 bucks.
Don't be comparing me to no ignorant Indian.
Oh, I won't. I never saw aluminum siding on a teepee.
Irene, why don't you take that nose of yours and go peck on a tree for a while?
Hey, it's freezing in here. Who turned down the thermostat?
Little girl, you didn't touch that thermostat, did you?
Well, sure, I turned it up again.
Get out of the way here. Why don't you touch that thing, son? You want to blow us all through the roof here?
What is the matter?
Don't nobody fool with this instrument on a wall here until we get the aluminum on the house.
What aluminum?
This aluminum. Arch, you signed a contract to put aluminum siding around the brick house?
Archie glares at Michael.
Yes, I did.
Who sold you that idea?
None of your business. Give me that contract.
Why do we need aluminum siding?
Because, little girl, we got a serious heat loss problem in this house.
Arch, I don't think this is one of the reputable aluminum firms around here. I think we ought to check this thing out with the Better Business Bureau.
What is better business than getting something for nothing, huh? Why do you always think I'm getting stuck?
I don't think you're getting stuck. I think you're getting harpooned.
Try and disappear, huh?
Archie stalks back to the kitchen.
I see Mrs. Budinsky left, huh?
You mean Irene? Yeah, she went home.
Good. I hope it was something I said.
Oh, come in, Mr. Jefferson.
Here's your waffle line, Edith, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
George, it's nice to see you. Hey, did you enjoy the waffles?
Did you know those waffles come out looking like half souls?
Yeah. George, I'm glad you dropped over. There's something I want to talk to you about. Edith, will you step into the sitting room for a minute? I want to talk to George in private.
Oh, that's nice. Excuse me.
George, I hear you got a terrific cold.
Huh?
You're going to keep on getting colds, George, until you get that house of yours insulated with aluminum sidings, which I can get for you.
Aluminum siding?
Yeah.
Ain't that pretty expensive?
Well, no, not when you think of all the money you save. I'm going to have them done here. See, my house is going to be one of them, what do you call, model houses.
Oh, yeah. First they put it on your house, right?
Yeah.
And then people come over and look at your house.
That's right.
And it's only going to cost you $1,955.11.
Wait a minute. Where'd you get them figures?
Well, that's what it cost my brother-in-law for his model home 6 months ago when he got it ripped off.
You mean ripped off?
And they call that rip-off shipping and installation fee. Did you dig it? You're getting the aluminum shaft. When they slap that stuff on this house, this place is going to look like a six-room car wash. Bye.
Hey, Edith.
Hey, where are you? Edith!
Later.
It's freezing in this house. Did you get Irene's nephew on the phone yet?
No, I can't. Irene's line is still busy.
Archie, give me the phone book. I'll call a guy direct. What's his name?
It's Tony something.
Geez, all I tell you is a Tony something. You're supposed to be your best friend. You don't even know her nephew's name?
Daddy, looking right in the bedroom window.
Yeah, there are two trucks out there with enough aluminum to build a 747.
What are they doing, Art? Oh, they're starting work already. We can't wait for Tony, the lawyer. Call our own lawyers, the three Rabinowitzes.
Which one do you want to talk to?
Get the old man. He's the most Jewish.
Alex Bunker,
True to my word. My trucks are here in the aluminum.
Mr. Scanlon, since I was talking to you last, my wife here, she was reminding me that I got a kind of, allergy to aluminum.
Yeah, he gets sick when he finds out he's been taken. How much is all this going to cost?
Well, whatever the charges come to. Now, we have a contract, Mr. Bunker.
Signed under duress.
Without knowing I was under the dress. What is this? Hey, you guys, cut that off. Get the ladders away from my house here. Get out of here. Scanlon, call your men off now and tell them to go home.
Now, I can't do that, Mr. Bunker.
Somebody say something here.
Yeah, I said get out of here. To him.
Archie steps away from the hulking installer and his pry bar.
Never mind, Leonard.
Mr. Scanlon, if you don't get your men to stop working, we'll call the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Well, you do that, young lady. They'll be open bright and early Monday morning.
I got to get back to work. We got two more model homes to do on this block.
Two more model homes on this block?
The street's going to look like a row of beer cans.
You can't stand that. Did you get the Rabinowitzes?
No, they're all in Miami.
And we are up the creek without a saddle.
How are you going to put a stop to this, Bunker?
George told me what happened, and I went out and got a policeman.
All right, Mac, what have you been up to?
Hold it. I ain't a crook. The crook is the honest-looking guy over there.
Well, now, he signed a contract, officer. I'm not doing anything illegal.
Ain't there some kind of law against taking advantage of the simple-minded?
Well, is there? Because if there ain't, there ought to be.
This happened to my brother, and I don't want to see it happen to my friend.
Yeah, you see what happened?
Hold it. Now, did you sign a contract with this individual?
Well, for aluminum siding, yeah, but you
see... Nothing I can do. There ain't been no crime committed.
Since when ain't robbery a crime, officer? I mean, after all... Listen to this.
I hear it.
We better do something. They're sealing this in like a can of mixed nuts.
Mac, you're not the first one to complain about this kind of thing, but there's nothing I can do.
Archie, I just finished talking to Frank's nephew on the phone.
What good is he on the phone?
Look, he told me to check out all of these points. Now, you've got to have a remodeling permit in a visible location.
A remodeling permit?
Yeah, that's right, Buster. You got one of them?
Oh, that's just a technicality, officer.
He also needs a license from the Department of Consumer Affairs to operate a business in the city of New York.
I've applied for that.
Well, you also need a salesman's license and a contractor's license paid to date.
Have you got any of those things, Mr. Scanlon?
I bet the bum don't even have a driver's license.
My opinion that we have enough here to let the Bunko squad take over.
Oh, well, now, officer, there's no need for that. If a customer is not satisfied and not completely happy with the job, we have a policy whereby we can just forget the whole deal.
Archie snatches the contract.
Well, that takes care of that. And, Mr. Slick, I happen to notice your truck has one wheel on the sidewalk. Little ticket for you.
As the cop steps outside, Scanlon pulls out some cash.
Officer, can't we talk this over?
Hey, Irene, did Tony the lawyer say anything about maybe suing this guy Scanlon? Because I hate to come out of this thing empty-handed.
Oh, you ain't empty-handed. You're rich. You got friends.
Jeez. You got another poem for that, Edith?
There are gold ships, there are silver ships, but there's no ship like friendship.
Edith wraps her arms around Archie and kisses him. Archie smiles reluctantly as his friends and family gather around him. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny, written by Ron Friedman. Script supervision by Don Nickel, Michael Ross, Bernie West. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Betty Garrett, Irene. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Dennis Patrick, Mr. Scanlon. Ed Peck, Officer. Mike Wagner, Leonard. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.